All right, we are on to award number 6 as we kick off our final 4 awards of the night. Number 6 is the Leadership Award. It's presented to the player who shows leadership on the ice, in the dressing room, and in the community. Past winners of this award include some great Colts captains of the past, like Alan Klink and Cole Sutherland. This year, there will be 2 players honored with the Leadership Award. Congratulations to the 2020 Leadership Award winners. They are Trey Wallace and Travis Girard.
Houchin all over Weston down there. Gets it out for Opton Rees. Back to the point. Chip that one ahead. This one taken away by Geddy, and now on his horse. Geddy coming in. Bit of a breakaway. Moving to the forehand. He shoots, and that one stopped by Loomis Labrosse. Girard pokes in the rebound. Loomis Labrosse thought he had it. He's going to argue this one, but it was loose. He didn't see it, and Travis Girard, he did. Pokes that one past Loomis Labrosse. Colts with a bit of life late in the period, pull to within one.
Gets it out to Visser. Visser avoiding one check back for Girard. He can't get the shot through. Visser gets it back from the corner, sends a pass across. Wallace with another shot. He scored again. Trey Wallace with 2 goals in a span of 26 seconds. And he's feeling it as he heads back to the bench. What a spurt from Trey Wallace.
Faceoff won by the Thunder, and they push one around the boards. Comes out to center, Rothenbusch. Got a piece of it, put it back into the Airdrie zone. Taking it center now by Visser as he barrels his way over the line. There's a shot up high. Gardner can't find it. Clear to the slot. There's a shot. Girard, second chance. He scores! Travis Girard got the first shot blocked. It came back to him. Travis Girard with another clutch goal, his 9th of the postseason, and it comes with a minute 49 to play, and the Colts have a 4-3 lead.
Faceoff is won back. Wallace right away takes the shot and scores. That took all of 4 seconds on the power play. Trey Wallace gets the puck off the faceoff, walks in and snipes one, and there's your first defenseman with a goal for the Colts, Trey Wallace.
Wallace just going to saucer one over the head of Bardwell and down the ice. Race to it. Girard gets to it first. Drops it off for Geddy. Loses control. Geddy gets it back to the front of the net. It comes back for Geddy to Girard. He scored! Short-handed, and now Girard Wallace comes in and floors his man. Girard had scored, and one of the Lightning getting right in his face after the goal. Wallace didn't like it. He came in, floored his man, and things heating up here in the final few minutes.
Trey Wallace is going to be in the 3 stars, JD. He has done everything from diving on the ice on his belly to keep the puck in the offensive zone to doing all of the little things defensively here tonight. And right there, you know that you've got one of your playoff heroes from last year in Travis Girard, and one of your top offensive players who's just salted away this game by burying that goal to make it 3-1. And one of the Stettler players comes at him. Wallace comes in, makes sure that there's not going to be a fight or something involving Girard that's going to cause him to miss time in the next round. That's the kind of thing you want to see from veteran defensemen on your team, from veteran leaders on your team, and from a team that wants to make a run in the playoffs this year. Trey Wallace, look at him go.
Visser comes in to help. He's got the puck. Back to the point for Wallace. There's a shot through traffic. They score! Trey Wallace with the point shot, and Fedoruk doesn't see it. Wallace going to lead the rush to the bench, and there you go in playoff game number 50 of his career. Trey Wallace has his first playoff goal.
Well, congratulations goes out to Trey Wallace.
I was hoping at the start of the playoffs this year I'd finally get it, and after 5 years finally to finally get it today. Pretty exciting.
And we've got Trey Wallace on the phone with us this evening. Trey, thanks for being with us tonight. Congrats on being one of the Colts' Leadership Award winners this year. This year was your 5th with the Colts. You joined the team as a 16-year-old rookie during that championship season in 2016. Obviously, being a part of a championship shows you right away what you need to win in this league. How big do you think that experience was in shaping you as a player in the years that followed?
It was a huge moment. I think it guided to know what it took the next years to try and accomplish that again. And yeah, it just really, really drove me to keep going, I guess.
Now this year saw you hit a lot of milestones in your Colts career, 150 regular season games played, and in the playoffs, we heard the highlight there, in your 50th postseason game as a Colt, we got to see your first career playoff goal. What are some of the memories you're going to take away from this season?
Yeah, that playoff goal was definitely one of them, finally, after 50 games, as you say. And I think most memories, or my main memory I'm going to bring back with me, is all the Saturday night wins we got and going to the boys' house.
Now, being one of the elder statesmen on the team now, how do you view your role in that locker room as one of the guys look to be a leader on this team?
Yeah, I hope my whole team looks up to me. I try to lead. Sometimes it's not the right way, but most of the time I keep in line and always try to help out.
Now, you share this award this year with graduating forward Travis Girard. What can you say about Travis, what he brought to the team in his 2 years here, and what he brought to the team as a leader?
Yeah, he was a huge impact to the team. As soon as he started last year, he was scoring. I think he scored in Pinoca's first game he started. And ever since then, he was just exactly what we needed.
Well, Trey, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Again, congratulations on winning the Leadership Award this year.
Thank you.